Welcome to Drop of Inspiration. I'm your host, Deidreen Joyce. I'm really excited to share today's episode with you, an interview with Diamond leader, Lee-Yen Anderson, who is a real powerhouse when it comes to health, wellness, and helping others. Lee-Yen is a nutritional consultant, yoga teacher, and essential oils educator. She's a member of the international group, the Sensible Tribe. As a wife and mother, she is a fierce advocate for the health of her family. Lee-Yen was kind enough to invite me into her beautiful Hawaiian home the day after returning from an international tour celebrating her fifth year with Young Living. I loved sitting down with Lee-Yen. She has a wonderfully warm presence and is incredibly passionate about what she does.
Bring us from, you know, when you were a kid to here, because I think with a lot of our Young Living leaders especially, there's just kind of those moments that just kind of bring you here, you know? Let's hit all those moments.
So I grew up in Malaysia, and I was always very academic and focused on my studies a lot. I went to school for economics and finance and never thought much about health. Now, what happened was I always had hives, but I attributed it to mosquito bites. Having grown up in Malaysia, I always thought I was the one that the bugs went for, and I never knew they were really hives until we started really examining it, because my older son, who was 8 at the time, started showing some food intolerances. And lo and behold, with all the testing and everything done, it was to do with food. That got me really interested in how nutrition impacts our wellness. It also correlated with the disappearance of my skin issues when we took the offending foods out, which happened to be gluten and dairy. And then it started my mind spinning about what is it that we are doing that we never knew was wrong in our household. And so started really educating myself on nutrition. What happened with his recovery after that was really amazing, because having gone from not wanting to go to school because he would end up in the bathroom the whole day, or not even wanting to go out during the weekends because he would be really concerned about whether there would be a bathroom around, to a normal boy again, was just so impactful to me that I wanted to make sure that all the children knew about good, healthy food. So I organized a week-long nutrition wellness week at his school at that time, in a school district in Del Mar, California. We got a chef in, and we arranged for all the classes to come in for a half-hour session on what food really means, you know, whole unprocessed food. I was also then thinking that their lunch program was not up to par, and went headlong using my policy skills I had gotten from my graduate studies in international environmental policy, and formed a coalition of parents and really got the board and the school administrators and parents on board. We overhauled the whole program, and it ended up costing more to the parents, but they had already indicated that they were willing to pay, and the revenues of that lunch program shot up after that. So when it came time for me to really think about what it is I wanted to move on to in my next career after my second child was about 4 years old, I decided I would go back and do a nutrition consulting certificate. So I am a certified nutrition consultant. And what got me into Young Living was after I had graduated, I had been dabbling in essential oils for the last 10, 15 years before that. having children really does make you think more about healthy options. And yet I was doing all the healthy things and still wasn't aware about food and was kind of mind-boggling. But, you know, there's just so much, right? So I had already been dabbling with essential oils and I was using different brands, grocery store brands and other what were deemed top-level brands. But none of them seemed to really work. We had gotten probably about 85% better with all our food diet changes. And it was still some maintenance that I really wanted to see, you know, in terms of our moods, our family life, our just level of wellness. And I met a friend at a school craft fair, and I walked up to her and asked her what makes Young Living different. She told me about Seed to Seal. She told me about the farms. And she told me about the environmental responsibility of Young Living. That really resonated with me. And even though other companies may have the same rhetoric, when you look at it deeper, Young Living really does live up to what it says it does. And it allows us as members to go to the farms to see it for ourselves. No other company can say that. So anyway, I was really intrigued. And a few months later, I did purchase my first premium starter kit. Within a month, I had bought it November 30th for the Black Friday discount. By December, it was Christmas holidays. My children were going through all sorts of travel, ups and downs. And it really helped us with all of our busyness in that holiday period. And by January 1st, I decided that this was an amazing product that I really wanted to use as a tool in my wellness toolbox. And as a lifestyle of sharing, January 1st was when I decided, you know, I have my nutrition consulting certificate. I want to use this as part of that. So as soon as I opened up my heart to that possibility, it was amazing how things just started to happen. I used it every day in my lifestyle. And that is, I think, the key to anyone wanting to, take advantage of the income opportunity Young Living offers, is that first you have to be so... to have it so much a part of your life that it doesn't even become an effort anymore. I reach for my bottles of oils without even having to force myself to do it. I love the scents around me all the time. And so because it was so much a part of my lifestyle, people just started asking me about it. And I started really telling people how amazing it has been for my family and myself. One thing I like to joke about is most people start using it for physical reasons. I used it because I wanted something on my face that will support my skin. And so I used a combination of frankincense and purification and organic jojoba oil on my face. And after a while, probably a month or so, I started to realize that I wasn't that road rage driver I used to be. I was living in California and there's lots of traffic there. As soon as the red light turned green, I would be the first one to honk at you if you didn't move within a millisecond. So I didn't do that anymore. And I was a much calmer mom at home. I used to be very stressed out and very much a control freak, if you will. And I had all of that change within the few months of using Young Living essential oils. And that was a big thing for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could you talk to us a little bit about your academic background?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's interesting. And then can you talk about that transition, those transitions from, focusing on these like really busy industries. And then as you focus more on the health of you and your family, what that difference was kind of like. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. So we can start way back when I was 10 and we received the results to a government exam, and the maximum results were 5 A's out of 5 subjects, and I got 4. And I remember crying the whole day because I didn't get 5. I think it was very much a pressure from within. And growing up, I did receive a lot of messages of having to excel in your education in order to succeed in this world. It was a programming within me that propelled me to excel. Even in my first bachelor's degree, I graduated with a high distinction in economics and finance. I remember walking the stage and getting that distinction and still not happy with even achieving that. There's always more and more to do. I got a job in the financial industry, what many would deem as the perfect first job. I was an investment analyst in a investment bank out of the UK. And still, I pressured myself to keep going forward. Now, the transition then to working in this industry has really been, in my mind, a journey from seeking perfection to embracing purity. And I'll go more into that in a bit. But what happened after that, too, was I got a scholarship to go to the United Nations 6-week international course in Tokyo. And I had applied for it myself, looking at an ad in The Economist. I used to read The Economist all the time and thinking those kinds of jobs were what I wanted, you know, financial controller, CFO, all of that. So I got to the United Nations 6-week international course because I was really interested in pursuing something in environmental policy. So I feel my whole journey can be summed up in the phrase moving away from seeking perfection to now embracing purity. Purity being what I allow in my mind, what I allow in my body, what I allow in my thoughts and what I say, and the purity of really every moment, being present and not controlling things like I used to, but totally embracing what is and what can be for me if I just allow it. And so to continue with my economic world, I went back to University of California, San Diego, and did my master's degree in international environmental policy and management of nonprofit organizations. So in a way, that journey was already taking me there. I was moving away from the financial world, which I was very disenchanted with, how so much of it was man-made, and spending all that time and analyzing things that weren't real and pretending to know what the stock market is going to do from day to day, and having to really be convicted in my opinions of where, you know, how much something is worth. So when I went back to school, I had a 2-year-old child and I had a full-time course. I sent my son to daycare from 8 to 3 every day. And after that, I would pick him up, spend time with him, and then work from, say, 8 to 10 at night. This went on for 2 whole years. I was just really working like a robot with no partying, no socializing. And I didn't realize how stressed out my body was. Because after I graduated, I really fell sick with a fever for over a week. And after that, I had issues with panic attacks, anxiety attacks, so much so that I convinced my primary doctor to refer me to a cardiologist who literally laughed me out of the room and said, go get some exercise or, you know, chill out. one thing that did happen very unexpectedly was on the day of graduation, my two-year-old was running around and distracting me. But before I knew it, my name was called and I had graduated at the top of the class. And I would never have guessed it. I did not keep track of my scores. However, when I look back, I realize, you know, how much I sacrificed for it, and it showed in the results. I'm not necessarily proud of it because there was no balance. And I still look back today and feel a little guilt of what I did to my two-year-old. But, you know, he was happy. The daycare was great. Yeah.
Yeah. So, talk to me about being first introduced to Young Living. What sets that apart for you, and kind of your journey from enthusiast to educator?
So I was surprised, actually, when I looked back at some of my journals from years ago, when I would make packing lists, I would always list aromatherapy oils. And I have a book on aromatherapy oils from 15 years ago. I had only started with Young Living about 5 years ago. And so that whole time of really searching for the right brand was what made me realize that Young Living was different right from the start. Having tried so many different ones, I think my body had already come to a point where I could tell when something was actually working for me, and working in the sense that it feels nourishing. It feels there's this receptivity within me that wants to take it in. Honestly, right now, if you gave me another essential oil and I was blindfolded, I could tell you that that one would probably give me a headache. And so my body had gotten to that point where it was immediately recognizing what was pure, what was true, and what was of a high vibration. And probably because I had tried all the others. So the transition from really using it to become an educator took a month. And that may seem like a short time, but really I wanted to just give you this background of how I had been using essential oils for over 15 years. And finally, when it's kind of like my relationship with my husband. When I met him, it was hardly 6 months before I knew I was going to marry him. And yet it was also because I've had many, many relationships before that showed me the difference when it was the right one. Yeah. So once I became an educator, I dived headlong into it and I actually became a silver in six and got the nice collection of essential oils that Young Living gifted me. I was very, very much immersed in the whole journey. My drive that I've always had of excelling. And I think that served me well. However, I can also look back at these 5 years and see how the oils themselves are helping me to succeed, not so much just me. And so the products is amazing for creating this lifestyle for me that then allows others to see how amazing it is in my wellness, in my ability to now ground myself so easily. Whereas before, I was very much in my head and always wanting to control what happens next. Now I am able to use my essential oils to understand that my connection with the natural world is really what creates this synergy with all that unfolds for me. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I love that. So I was reading your bio and I was very intrigued about just the different ways you've incorporated aromatherapy and that sort of thing into your life in all the different ways when it comes to nutrition, exercise, even just community building, being part of the Sensible Tribe, mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. I just really want to know about how you integrate, how you make the Young Living lifestyle your own.
So Young Living essential oils show up in every part of my life. And when I wake up in the morning, I'm brushing my teeth with the Young Living toothpaste. And I'm washing my face with the Art Cleanser. I'm putting the Art Toner on. And then I alternate between the Art Gentle Cleanser or a face serum that I rotate between a few different oils that I like. A lot of these oils include frankincense, sandalwood, elemi, geranium, jasmine, vetiver, cedarwood, a lot of the oils that are great for our skin. And then I start the day with Gary Young's Happy Day Protocol, which involves four different essential oil blends: Valor on my wrists, Harmony on my navel, Joy on my heart, and White Angelica on my shoulders. I generally pair those with affirmations. And affirmations are really powerful for me and is part of my, a few of the practices that I practice every single day is conscious language, conscious thought. And so affirmations are really part of that. And it sets my day, allows me to open up my heart to what the day will unfold for me. And yet it still feels like I have a little control over it, where I tell myself, if I'm using Valor, for instance, I am aligned with, my energy is aligned with what's around me, the people around me, and that is what is going to create synergy that day for me. So, for instance, an affirmation I would use for harmony as I put it on my navel would be, I am in harmony with what is around me today. With joy on my heart, very often I tell myself, love guides me today. And after I start my day with that, there is the busyness of getting kids ready for school. But I do actually start the day off with a glass of warm water with a drop of lemon essential oil in it and any of the supplements that I am taking that day. I do believe in some core supplements and then some rotational ones. And also because the fact that essential oils help the nutrient delivery and the absorption of the supplements, we don't really have to be taking them every single day. So the ones that I would normally take are many of the enzyme ones because of my digestive issues from before. And Essentialzyme, Detoxzyme, Allerzyme in the mornings, rotating between any of those. I take the Sulfurzyme. I take multigreens. They have all been really helpful in allowing my body to just really find balance, even with the travel that I do so often. I actually don't even have jet lag. I just came back from a two-week trip to three countries. And I, you know, go right away into the different time zones. And so much of it is just paying attention to nourishing my body and giving it what it needs. Other practices that I do on an everyday basis is meditating, allowing space and time for my mind to be still, to allow my breath to inform me. Inspiration does come when I sit still, and I believe creativity really comes out of allowing yourself not to be around too much structure. So while I talk about these practices, I'm also very loose on what I do, and I allow the day to really inform what comes next. And part of that practice is also, you know, knowing your next best step is relaxing into what the day brings and knowing that this is the right time to do this thing. when we force ourselves to get into some kind of a structure, it becomes a resistance, and it's kind of a two steps forward, one step back sort of lifestyle. Other practices that I love is really allowing nature to nourish me. And so we made the conscious choice of moving to Hawaii 1.5 years ago. And it has been the best choice we've ever made. We were living in Tokyo for 3 years before that. And while Tokyo is amazing and lovely and beautiful, just having access to nature on a daily basis has been amazing. And then the ability to go hiking into the wild is also really nourishing for my soul. Yeah. Other practices that I... So going back to aroma yoga, I feel like I'm a perpetual student. Going from one course to the next to the next.
That's what yoga is all about, yeah.
That's what yoga is all about. So when I was living in Tokyo, I finally found a yoga program in English I could take that was taught by mothers. So they had the classes during the times when the kids were at school. I had looked for many yoga courses, teacher training courses in the US, but most of them were weekends and nights. And I wasn't really prepared to sacrifice my weekends and nights with the children. So I went back to school again, got my yoga 200-hour teacher training certificate. As soon as I graduated from that, I knew I was going to marry essential oils with yoga. And so I attended Tracy Griffith's aroma yoga course and got certified in aroma yoga. And what I really enjoyed learning was how we could use essential oils for balancing our chakras. Our chakras are energetic wheels within our body at specific points along our spine that really respond well to using essential oils and our self-inquiry. When we talk about personal development or leadership development, many times we don't have a system of where to start. Whereas if we use our chakras, then we are more likely to gain a balanced overview of where we need to work on to gain clarity on the next step. And so the way I teach aroma yoga, and I have been teaching it now for over 3 years, and I just came back from the trip where I taught a few yoga classes, one in Manila and one in Tokyo. And I teach here at my house on the rooftop whenever I'm in town. It's a sunset aroma yoga class with a view of the ocean and the mountains on the side. And my friend Diana partners with me. She plays the crystal bowls. It's an experience beyond anything else. And that is what I seek to create for my students and for anyone who really wants to immerse themselves in the Young Living lifestyle is sacred experiences that transforms. And that is my focus going forward.
Talk to me about personalizing your health, personalizing the way that you do things and mm-hmm. being very mindful about your needs and the needs of your family.
Mm-hmm. So you might think of it as a cliche, but there really is an oil for that. No matter what industry you're coming from or lifestyle issue or any wellness issue. And incorporating Young Living essential oils into whatever it is you're passionate about, whether it's art or fitness or any kind of career, has been really easy. And especially when I have members that are getting very enthusiastic about the essential oils, I make sure to tell them that it's not about quitting what you're currently involved in. It's really about incorporating it into your lifestyle so that you are going to perform better at what you do. And this becomes a very natural tool that you use for whatever it is. So let's just take fitness as an example. there are so many ways we can use the essential oils for preparing your body for a workout, during the workout, and after the workout. And it's going to help you do what you do best, better. And so personalizing it to any kind of lifestyle is actually really easy. It could be a stay-at-home mom, for instance, and all of a sudden she has these tools at her disposal for helping her children calm down or do homework or have a great bath. And meanwhile, we are also taking toxins out of our household, out of any endeavor that we're in. And so it allows our body to really function at a much higher capacity. And personalizing it to even someone who sits at their desk all day, you know, having the diffuser going while they are trying to focus on writing or creating is going to be really useful. Or just taking a break from that and doing some quick 10-second breath work to then just allow you to get into the next phase of thought work or taking a break from the thought work. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
I love just using stress away when I'm writing. Yeah, it just puts me in a really great place. So I do want to talk about a little bit of the business side of Yen Living. And with your academic background, with your nonprofit management and everything, I'm sure you have a lot you can share with us. Can you tell us maybe about what sets Yen Living as a business apart? There's lots of different multi-level marketing models, but what do you enjoy about the Yen Living model yourself?
Coming from the finance industry and definitely learning about financial planning during my studies, I find it really amazing that we can be paid for enjoying our lifestyle while creating an asset and residual income for ourselves and leaving a legacy for our children. I don't think there's anything out there that allows us to really thrive in our life as well as creating financial freedom and abundance for our future. What really sets Yen Living apart, I think, is its products. While someone may agree with a network marketing model, they will then have to go to the next step of, well, which company will I go with? And there are many companies out there. However, I come from the point of view that it's really not about creating a widget just to sell a widget. And there are many products that could, I suppose, make our lives better. But what really is not made, but just harvested and harnessed from nature, I don't think you'll find any other company that does that. And the connection with nature and the environment is so important to me because we could have something that harnesses nature's own power and beauty, yet it could also be detrimental to the environment at the same time. And what Yen Living really stands out for is their environmental stewardship, the fact that they will not compromise on their growing and their distilling and never adding anything to the essential oils and never taking anything away and creating these plants, well, not even creating, but growing them and nurturing them so that they are creating themselves out of the environment that we provide is just, you know, nothing short of miraculous. And I think that's what really stands out for Yen Living. And it is proven by it having been around for 25 years and still growing at, you know, double-digit growth every single year. And it can only get better from here, I think. We have close to 6 million members now, but the world is huge and many more people have yet to really find out about Yen Living Yet there is this innate tendency within each and every one of us that really appreciates something from nature, really appreciates when we have an experience of the natural world. It speaks to us deep inside. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like anytime you begin something, there's still a lot of doubts and kind of fears that you're trying to process. What advice would you give to somebody who is going through that, who's trying to push through the process of going from beginner to incorporating Young Living into everything they do as far as business practices go, their own lifestyle? What would you say to that person?
It's interesting because when I give a business presentation and I've gone through all the, I suppose, financial attributes and attraction, and they all nod and say, yes, we're ready. And I say, great. And the next slide is, now all we have to do is work on you. Because they're all ready to start making business plans and financial projections and the numbers game. And that all is essential for sure. However, while that is universal knowledge, why is it that despite all that data and the knowledge of what to do every single day, only some really stick with it and get through it? Well, I actually propose that a lot of that has to do with us getting over our fears and our doubts and our mental programming from our childhood. The beauty of it is that Young Living then offers the tools again for getting over that. So I love using our essential oils, the feelings kit, any of that resource, including Carolyn Mind's emotional release, Dr. Perkis's Aroma Freedom Technique. We have all of that at our disposal. Gretchen King's 10 Oils for a Successful Mindset. Our mindset makes a lot of difference, and we have access to the resources where leaders will take you through a whole program of getting you beyond your fears and doubts. And I would say take advantage of that. It is surprising how many people will waste their time and energy trying to argue with you about why it's not working for them. And yet when you dig deep, those are just excuses. Those are rooted in fear. And my approach has always been, I will run with those who want to run with me. And those who do generally have the ability and willingness to learn, to challenge themselves, to be coachable, and to want to look at their blind spots. And those who actually are not willing, I notice, fall off. And the truth of the matter is we all have different seasons in our life that we're ready for something that is going to change our lives. When we're not ready, we still have some learning and growing to do, and life will reveal itself to them. And our role as leaders is not to force them into any kind of change or decision. In fact, we can't change anyone but ourselves. We can only be examples and inspiration and offer it to those that are then willing to do the necessary inner work that requires digging deep.
Yeah, I've definitely, that's a lesson that I've learned as I kind of entered the new season working for Young Living, that it's mostly just about listening. It's about listening to what my body needs. It's about listening to, you know, where the world is really taking me. So I really relate to that.
Yes, that's great.
So talk to me about your international tour of Young Living. I think that is probably a really great opportunity to see Young Living across the globe. Is there anything that really stuck out to you as you met members and saw projects from around the globe?
Because I grew up in Malaysia, I have a lot of connections there from my high school days. When I first started pursuing the Young Living lifestyle, I had many friends from Malaysia that were very interested. And so I would say out of my 23,000 members in the Sensible Tribe, about 85% of them are in Asia. And it has been amazing to see their growth, mainly because Asians are exposed to a lot more pollution than we are here in the US. And they have the mindset of taking control of their own lives. Whereas what I've noticed here in the US is many times people who are disgruntled with anything are more likely to think about the political process than to make changes in their own homes. And it's interesting how if you asked someone who maybe posted on Facebook that they were disgruntled with something or other in the US, ask them, well, what is it you buy? Who are you supporting in what you buy? They generally haven't given them that much thought. So a lot of what I teach is every dollar that you spend is a dollar for or against your own health, the environment, or your children's health and future. So in Asia, because they're so accustomed to, say, governments that don't take care of them, they take things into their own hands. So they're hungry. They're hungry for change. They're hungry for any opportunity that looks to them like it could be the way out of poverty or a way into better education for their children. And that's the reason it has grown so amazingly there. And of course, you do see ups and downs in the Asian market because they're willing to try anything. And so the fact that many of them have stuck out with Young Living for a while now is testament to them really finding something at last that, first of all, really works and is something that is good and kind to their soul, to their family, to their health, to the environment, and to really, for me, there's no negative about it at all. So in Asia, the main focus, as we talked about earlier, is education. And so when you talk to many of the families, having enough money to send their children overseas for education is of primary importance in their financial plan. And so when they hear about how this could really help support that dream, it becomes something that they are very excited about, and they see real results and real people who have achieved success. So being part of that international scene allows me to see also the different countries and their different motivations. So in Japan, a big part of my team is expat moms, and they are more likely to have been past corporate executives who have followed their spouses abroad and now are not working. So they are very interested in learning more. It is sort of their time for themselves after having invested maybe the last 10, 15 years on their career. So that attracts them. And also the fact that in Japan, they can't read any of the labels. They are now able to source something from Young Living that they trust and that have English for them to be able to read and know that it is non-toxic. In Manila, we're just growing there, and the office having opened just at the end of last year, and also just now launching their products on the ground. Again, with any new market, there are some transitions, and a lot of the questions, the Philippines questions in terms of pricing and customs and all of that, now the products are on the ground, so we'll see what happens going forward. In Malaysia, they are celebrating their 5th year anniversary there this year as well. And still lots and lots of excitement. Many people have heard about Young Living now and are starting to see that it's become very commonplace amongst the health conscious, and that attracts more people to it as well. And I have members in Indonesia, Singapore, Australia, and I hope to travel and Thailand, which actually hasn't opened as a Young Living country yet, and Mongolia. That's really exciting because Mongolians are really looking for natural, non-toxic products. I also did visit China over the course of its opening last year, and then a month after that, teaching yoga to yoga teacher trainers and allowing them to see how we can add essential oils to the whole process of balancing our chakras. So that's exciting. I have more plans to go back there this coming year. And when I go to the Diamond Retreat in Spain this year, I will be visiting one of my leaders in Barcelona and teaching a class there. So it's exciting to be international because that's where the growth is. And a lot of travel, yet just really fulfilling. And hearing the stories of all the people that have joined just because of that one decision I made in January of 2014 really warms my heart and keeps me going.
It's really a community Young Living is. And it's been amazing just in my short time here to see how people are, you know, making it personal, they're making it local, but they're also, there's that Young Living difference that is, you can see around the globe, you know? It's mm-hmm. really exciting for me to see so many people excited about their health, excited about sustainability, excited about just utilizing the tools that mm-hmm. that are given to us by nature. It's
yes.
been really cool, and lots of things to learn still.
Yes. And I appreciate that you mentioned community, because that is my biggest focus, is to create community around wellness and around mindfulness. And there is so much research showing that when you embark on something that's life-changing, you're more likely to stick with it if you have community around you. And I actually would say that it's a community for those that have always felt like they were just a little different than anybody else. They were always seeking for something that allows them to be themselves. And so it is not at all only for the elite few or the privileged few. It's really embracing all and understanding that we're all so different, yet we all have ultimately this essence within us that is of joy and of love, and how being a part of this can bring that out in us and allow us to live that lifestyle of joyful essence. And so creating the workshops, the experiences, and the events around that, and allowing people to meet others who are also on the same journey, is so much a part of my meaningful work.
I love that. Yeah, I love community building. I love, I just moved into a new neighborhood, and it's everybody is so involved in my neighborhood. There's mm-hmm. a community garden just across the road. There are so many programs to help you get to know your neighbors and to help get to know the different populations. So I love seeing that, you know, that hunger for human connection and mm-hmm. all different kinds of ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always perfect, you know, mm-hmm. life isn't perfect. We have our frustrations, we have the obstacles and challenges, and it must be challenging to always build community when, you know, there, did you say 23,000
mm-hmm.
in the Sensible Tribe mm-hmm. and spread all across the globe? When you find yourself frustrated and facing those challenges and processing those struggles, what are the things that you tell yourself?
Yeah. What's really interesting is how I have moved away from all that internal struggle in the last 5 years. And I grew up with a lot of inner critic voices within me. And my quest in life was always to prove that I'm not useless. And so with that programming in me, I think what Young Living Essential Oils has helped me to do is really address those perfectionist tendencies in me. And, you know, they say that stress is when you expect something totally different than what is real and what is the outcome. And so when we don't have those expectations, then the stress and the frustration goes away. I'm not saying that things don't turn out. I'm just saying the view now of everything being just a lesson and everything being a reason to do something different is so refreshing. It's not anymore about I made a mistake. It becomes because I did that, I know now I can do something different. And because I did that, what is the gift of that whole incident? And how can I actually use that lesson to do something different in the future? Of course, again, the essential oils help so much with that. And the affirmations that I teach along with aroma yoga, as well as what I do on my own, is powerful. And I've also recently finished a Wayfinder training course, and that is a life coaching course taught by Martha Beck. And that has been really powerful because it has allowed me to go to the next level of self-inquiry and connecting my mind, body, and spirit to all that happens. My body talks to me when something I do is not in my integrity. While teaching yoga has always been about connecting mind and body and spirit, this is a different level of knowingness that I have achieved that then allows me to listen to my body and to do only what feels right at every moment. So that doesn't mean rigidity, and it doesn't mean that what feels right at this time is never going to feel wrong at another time. It is that whole idea of listening in. And so while I have, and I know that everyone who has decided to pursue this business knows that Royal Crown Diamond is the best. And why not? Why not get to Royal Crown Diamond if you're going to do this anyway? I know that's my ultimate goal. I also know that as I live every day doing all the things that honor my work and the ability to connect with different people around the world and helping them succeed and helping them to feel better or find emotional freedom or find financial freedom, that is the work that's going to get me to Royal Crown Diamond. So it's that maybe the highest frustration would be, oh, why can't she see what I see? You know, how can I convey the message better? A lot of what we do is transferring belief, our belief in how this can really, really help you, I promise. but then always going back to knowing, okay, it's not her time yet, you know, let her go through her process, but also not being condescending about it, right? There's a real balance between showing people what this can do and also wanting so deeply to for them to feel the joy. So that I would say maybe is my biggest sort of challenge is wanting this for everyone and yet knowing that not everyone is ready for it.
That right? Everybody has their own seasons.
Yes, exactly.
yeah. This is my last question.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know what young living means to you and what you want people to know about it.
Hmm.
That's a big question.
It's a big question. I have woken up every single morning since that first day in January 2014 with this excitement in my belly. And Young Living has done that to me. This excitement of knowing that I have the ability to thrive in the intersection of meaningful work, wellness, financial freedom, my passion for all things wellness and the environment. That really resonates with my purpose in life. So it's a profound, deep knowingness when you have found something that is just your life's purpose. And when we know why we're doing it, then it makes it that much more meaningful. And to me, this work is really about raising others up. All these women and children that I had been dreaming of in my previous life of, say, being a bureaucrat at the United Nations in order to enact economic policies that would impact them positively, that has now flipped completely over to me working on the ground with these women and children and seeing the impact firsthand. It means so much because it is all about spreading love. And spreading love is the reason, it's the purpose, it's the tool for allowing all of us to really realize that we are valuable and we are here on earth to do something for each other so we can thrive and we can be pure in our intentions and allow this earth to regenerate. And the message I have for everyone out there is that you are seen and you are heard and you are loved. And there is so much within you that the world is waiting for. Young Living can help you get there, whether or not you pursue the business, because just using it in your life is going to give you that deep connection with plant knowledge that has been around for millennia. And if I may, I want to read a little bit about this from this poem.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So this is from John O'Donohue, "To Bless the Space Between Us," and it is a poem called "Work as Blessing." May your work excite your heart, kindle in your mind a creativity to journey beyond the old limits of all that has become wearisome. May this work challenge you toward new frontiers that will emerge as you begin to approach them, calling forth from you the full force and depth of your undiscovered gifts. May the work fit the rhythms of your soul, enabling you to draw from the invisible, new ideas and a vision that will inspire. Remember to be kind to those who work with you. Endeavor to remain aware of the quiet world that lives behind each face. Be fair in your expectations, compassionate in your criticism. May you have the grace of encouragement to awaken the gift in the other's heart, building in them the confidence to follow the call of the gift. May you come to know that work, which emerges from the mind of love, will have beauty and form. May this work be worthy of the energy of your heart and the light of your thought. May your work assume a proper space in your life instead of owning or using you. May it challenge and refine you, bringing you every day further into the wonder of your heart.
That's a beautiful place to end.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. It's been such a joy speaking with you.
Thank you for joining us on Drop of Inspiration. If you liked this episode, we'd love to hear from you in the comments section. If you enjoy hearing stories from the Young Living world, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcasting platform.